Time now to speak some racing with Brad Davidson. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well. We've talking a little bit, well, we're talking throughout the whole program, actually, about frustrating athletes. As a tipster, as a punter, has there been a frustrating horse for you? Tom Melbourne got a mention a little bit earlier.
Oh, there's been plenty, I tell you. But I think for any punter, it's basically the horse that you probably fall into too many times. It could be a horse in a maiden, it could be a horse in a class one, or it could be a horse on a Saturday that you have a bit of a soft spot for and you fall into, and he sucks you in every time. Maybe your back marker that keeps on running second or third. But, Tommy Melbourne's been one, but he's not one that I've been on a number of times, to be honest. I probably sacked him a year ago. So he's probably helped me out more than anything because he takes up a part of the market and I can play around him. But, there's always something there that's frustrating for the punters, no doubt.
Mate, talk us through Sun City, out of the Magic Millions. That's sad.
Yeah, disappointing news for Tony McAvoy. Was a live chance there, and news comes through from Curic yesterday up in Queensland, of course, that the horse will require further veterinary treatment to its off foreleg, therefore ruling it out of the Magic Millions. So the Zoustar Colt, he won at Doomben last time out, $200,000 Group 3 race there, beating Rome and Cramerick, and ran second to the Odyssey in the feeling ready prior to that. You know, Unite and Conquer's right there in the market, and ran second of that horse on debut as well. So, disappointing news for the connections and any punters who backed it in early futures markets. But that's the way those futures can go, and I'm sure we'll see Sun City next preparation and look forward to see what it can do.
Happy Clapper looks like going to the Apollo. Heard Pat Webster yesterday with Andrew Bensley, and the other thing he mentioned was the All Star Mile, because you've got to get voted in. No problem for Happy Clapper because it's a popular horse, but adds another element to the event too, Brad.
Yeah, well, like you said, because the people thought shocked if he'd be one of the all time favourites to be voted in by the public.
You'd think
he's just such a likable horse, and you talk about frustrating horses, Jimmy, but he's probably the opposite. You know, if you back Happy Clapper, you basically know you're going to get every time he goes around. He's going to run top three. He ran a host of placings behind Winks, and he's going to, you know, face the Great Mare again in the Apollo Stakes at Randwick on February 17. Andrew Bensley was speaking to him on his show yesterday and basically saying, Pat, there's no point dodging her. And he said, well, you know, we've run second to her several times, but just picked up a heap of prize money, and we've got to get those, those building runs into him as well. So, all is well at the moment. Of course, he had that bleed back in the spring, so we haven't seen him since then, but Pat's quite confident that was just a one-off. They've done a host of lung washes and scopes, and everything's come back clear so far, and he's had a few searching gallops. So likely to have that first trial on the Kensington track Jan 24 and, resuming the Apollo on the way to the All-Star Mile, which at his best, of course, is going to be a terrific chance in a race like that.
Now, how are we looking for the Perth Cup coming up on the weekend, Brad?
Race that normally they've tried a few different things, haven't they? It's always normally on New Year's Day. I remember going as a teenager or 18, 19 year old and New Year's Day backing up after the New Year's Eve the night before. But they've changed things, and then they tried New Year's Eve for a little while, and now
we just lost you.
Oh, just dropping out with that phone, mate.
Just turned you, just step to your left.
You got me there, guys.
There it is.
There it is. Perfect.
There's a few different time slots there, obviously, with New Year's Day and New Year's Eve, and now that the Saturday after. So, interesting to see what sort of crowd they get there for Perth Cup on the weekend. But the Bob Peters own Action, the $2.60 favourite there at the moment, looks hard to beat for Willie Pike from Gate 4.
Yeah, I remember the races on New Year's Day at Randwick. I've turned up them a little bit dusty on occasion, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Here are the dog.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Two dogs.
Good on you, Brad. We'll speak again. You haven't got a tip for today, have you?
Nothing for today.
But, right.
Hopefully have a few for Kensington on Saturday and hopefully get a bit of formed up for Canterbury Friday night this afternoon. So might have something there as well on the show tomorrow.
Ah, perfect. Good on you, mate. We'll speak then.
Thanks, guys.